Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to this 63rd episode of the Nata PR School podcast. Magazines in the digital age. Do you love magazines as much as I do? When's the last time you read a magazine? Was it a paper one or on a media of any kind? Did you read a magazine on your iPhone, your iPad? The latest magazine I looked at was Paris Match. I don't know if you know these magazines in the English market. I read the newspaper called La Presse on my iPad, and every Sunday we have for free a supplement of the Paris Match. We're so lucky. I read it every week. I love it. I love that section. And it's not the entire magazine, obviously. It's just part and kind of different sections that we have for free. But this is where I can see articles about the great French stars of my childhood. And sometimes you can talk about international stars as well, because I don't know if I told you that. I always say that I'm going to be the Jane Fonda of PR one day. So not so long ago, a few months back, Jane Fonda was on the cover of Paris Match to my great pleasure. She's more than 80 years old and she still makes covers of magazines. How cool is that? So on the last issue of Paris Match, there was an article with Paul Belmondo, son of the megastar, célébrissime, as we say in French, this amazing, huge, huge, huge phenomenon, huge megastar, Jean-Paul Belmondo. Maybe you know him. He's played in so many movies. This is an incredible actor. Like, we won't see these people, those monster anymore, those crazy personalities, bigger than life. So, and it was really interesting to read about how his son is talking about his father. So that was a great piece. And besides, of course, my nostalgic side, which I indulge with Paris Match, I love the big interviews with international stars. Why? Because I get access to different point of views. French don't ask the same questions as Americans, and the answers sometimes are very different. So you learn different aspects, different things. It's really interesting how the interviews are conducted in French and in English. It's very different, really. And if I keep diving into my memories of reading magazines, I can see myself back on the beach in Miami. Did I tell you that we have offices there? I haven't been there in so long, thanks to the pandemic. But I can really, if I close my eyes, see myself on the Miami beach. I have these versions of magazine. I have the Elle magazine, Vogue, InStyle, Harper's Bazaar. September's issues of all these print magazines. Why? Because September is an amazing month, especially for fashion. And in these fabulous magazines, we could see the trends. This is where we would find all the trends from all these incredible fashion houses around the world. And I love admiring also the ads, because all the ads would showcase the work of the best photographers in the world, the best stylists, and the biggest models of the time. And this is where you had this incredible talent, even in ads. And to me, it was a dream from start to finish. Today, I buy a lot less of the paper magazines. However, I still get copies of highly specialized publications, sometimes on photography, design, luxury, or on a very specific topic sometimes, because this is where you would find information you would find anywhere else, especially about luxury, actually. So browsing through them to my arts content, toes in the sand, and no worries about ruining my iPad, right? I strongly believe that just like the book, the printed books, which have seen a new popularity during the pandemic, they sold like way more paper books. The print magazines that feed our fantasies have a bright future. I really believe that. Why? Because there's nothing like print media for showing off the highest possible image quality. And not just that. Maybe you're like me, after spending the day sitting in front of a screen, a computer, I'm so tired. I want to do something else. My eyes, this is why I love listening to the radio or podcast, because I don't need to use my eyes. But reading a newspaper is so different to me. And reading a paper, a book, or a magazine is kind of a vacation for my eyes. So let's find out about what's the situation with the magazine. So according to another independent organization that I really like called Vividata, this is what they found. And it's true in many markets as well. So magazines reach 9 out of 10 adults over 18. That's interesting, right? So people still read magazines, my friend. 62% of magazine readers still read these magazines, their magazines exclusively in print. So paper is not going to disappear. I don't think so. 62%, so it's still high. And half of magazine readers have run a search for a product, a brand, or a service after reading an article or an advertisement on it. And 1 in 5 has purchased a given product or service. And if you don't remember those, they are, all these information are in the notes below the podcast. So don't worry, it's all printed there. And we know that, I mentioned that in some previous podcasts, it's the same for all the traditional media. So we know that people age 40 and under, especially the 15, 25, are more inclined to read digital version of a magazine. They don't read paper as much as maybe you and I do. Especially they use their smartphone. We all have this incredible, amazing little device almost glued in our hands, or it's always with us, especially if you use it for work. It's funny because I bought one for my mother who's 80 years old. She knows we taught her and my brothers and sister to text. So reassuring for us. She can really use her phone to text. And she had a problem with her iPhone. And she went to the hospital and she was telling me, my God, I felt like a teenager without her phone when I was in the hospital, not being able to be in contact with you guys. So we get used to this crazy technology right at our fingertips. And what about the subscriptions? From my little researches, what I found is that youth magazines, especially during the pandemic, really shot up in popularity during the pandemic. So more than, sometimes they raised their subscription by 10, and as much as 40% for some of them. And even some adult niche publications saw a very interesting increase between 5 and 10%. So online readership and subscription sales are not going to disappear tomorrow. Unfortunately, we all know it. Now we know that the GAFA, the Google, Amazon, Facebook of this world, they all attract like probably 75% of the market, of the publicity dollar. Isn't that crazy? So of course they do fight for the ad dollar as well, but they are still there. They have... Some of them also reduce the number of issues. So instead of having 12, they're going to have 10 or even less sometimes, but they're still there and they still exist. So please buy them. Keep buying them. Support these magazines. We need them. They are an amazing tool. It's also where we can understand what's happening in our world. Magazines are extremely important. And it's still an object of desire. I think so. For me, yes, certainly. It's perfect, right? For when you're preparing a home spa, or if you're going to the spa as well. Let's say you prepare this home spa, you have like a warm bath waiting for you, smelling with your favorite essential oils. And then you can read your favorite magazine while you soak in your favorite tub. I think it's a perfect image for the magazines. On the beach, in the plane also sometimes. So hopefully you've enjoyed this episode and that this PR marketing little moment gave you some ideas and some understanding also of what's happening in our public relation world and what are the players that we need to work with. So hopefully you've enjoyed this episode and that you will be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.